Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. 2 years ago, tonight's guest left the corporate world for a full-time career as a musician and writer. Her latest work, Beneath That Star, amalgamates these two art forms. Singer-songwriter and author Sally Meadows is on the phone with us from her home in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, to tell us the story of the book and the song. And as a holiday treat, Sally is also going to read an excerpt from Beneath That Star. But before we begin our conversation, let's listen to Red and White, the title track from Sally Meadows' Red and White CD.
Here I am, Lord, can you see me by the glory of your light? I have nothing to give you but the fragments of my life. It's hard to understand how this small baby can be savior to all men, clothed in purest white. God has painted
And now to our interview with Sally Meadows. Good evening, Sally.
Good evening, Robert.
Now, I want to give people a little bit of background about you and so they get to know who you are and that. A couple of years ago, you decided to leave the corporate world to focus on your career as a writer and as a musician. What led to that decision?
Well, I've been doing music and writing part-time for a long time. I've been on a worship team and worship leader for a long time. And around 2011, actually, I started to very concertedly do writing and submitting pieces to publications and to contests and that kind of thing. I'd done some freelance writing before then as well, but in 2011, I took it up a notch. And then in 2013, what actually prompted me to leave the corporate world was some health issues, actually, and a lot of questioning about, okay, is this the path that God wants me to take with respect to the job I had at the time? And I felt that he came back with a resounding no. So it was a mixture of, really having a heart to follow what God wanted me to, but also there were some health things mixed in there as well. And so that's kind of how that all came about.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said you've been doing music and worship and that for a long time. Where did that start? Where did that whole interest in music and being a musician start for you?
When I was probably around 9 or 10 years old, I took piano lessons like many young people did, and I became very passionate about playing the piano. It was never something that I did publicly, but also as a teen, I also became very interested in the whole music thing as a whole, And I started, like many young people do, which is just sort of singing along to the records and really studying it, just because the nature, my background is very academic, actually. Just really studying vocal styles and trying to find that voice of my own amongst all that. So when I was about 20, my parents moved away with the piano, and so I didn't have my piano for many years, and instead I focused more to the vocal kind of aspect. But it wasn't until 1995 that I actually ever sang publicly at the church to do an outreach, be part of an outreach group, playing at a night spot on Broadway Avenue here in Saskatoon. And that's really where it all started. What followed next, invitation to do to be part of Sunday morning, and slowly over time, of course, I started to incorporate the piano back in and doing to get them together, singing harmony, pardon me, and playing the piano, and then eventually leading worship. And that led me to, it was in 2001, that a worship leader spoke over me that I would start writing songs. And I took that in. I wanted to receive that, but it was not something that anything that I'd really pursued up to that stage. I guess I, like many singers and musicians, thought that might be a direction I go at some time, but it wasn't something I was actively pursuing. And so in 2001, a few months after that was spoken over me, I just had this rush of songs. I recorded a CD, which I did not release publicly. I just shared it with friends. And then things kicked up another notch in 2011 when I had written a song in 2010 for the students that I was working with in Northern Saskatchewan. And I really wanted to record that song as an encouragement for them and to honor them when they graduated. I entered this recording studio for the first time in 2011, and I with the one song, and I walked out with a full CD, and that was followed up in 2013 with my Christmas CD, Red and White.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at all that, you combine the music as well as the writing with your new book, Beneath the Star. How did all of that come together? Because it started out as a song first, and then you went into the book. Sort of walk us through how that came together.
I think the idea for the story Beneath That Star probably was generated about the same time as the song, at least in the back of my mind. When I was writing for Beneath That Star, my Christmas CD, Red and White, and there are four original songs on it, I went to the Bible and I read the stories that foreshadowed Jesus' birth and the stories, of course, that recounted his birth over and over and over again. And that was my preparation, because I really wanted the album to focus on the birth of Jesus. And out of that came this germ of an idea. You know, what if the shepherds weren't the only people who saw, although we know in the Bible that it does say that, what if the shepherds weren't the only one? What if there was a character, peeking and watching this from a distance kind of thing? And so that's how the seed of the story started. So I wrote the song. It was one of the first songs I wrote for the album. There's a second song called Red and White, which is kind of a companion song to it. And, being female, I had a picture in my head that it was a female character. And so as I recorded the album released it, this character kept on swirling around in my head, and I wanted to flesh her story out a little bit more than I was able to do in a song, because a song's very limited sometimes in telling a story. Not always, but it can be. And so that was how I decided to follow up with a children's book based on that song.
Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do is now as we talk about that, we're going to take a quick break and be right back, and then we're going to return, and Sally is going to read an excerpt from Beneath That Star. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
In a dream, I heard him calling me to the promise waiting there. Star, I may have to travel far away, but I don't know when or to what place. So for now, all I can do is wait till my eyes behold that star.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to the song Beneath That Star from Sally Meadows' Red and White CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue. And as a special gift for Christmas, Sally's going to read an excerpt from Beneath That Star.
Beneath That Star, written by Sally Meadows and illustrated by Sarah E. Nicol. Sarai gazed up into the night sky, eyes wide with wonder. Sitting at the top of the little hill near her home with her beloved lamb Sheba by her side filled her with happiness. This was where she felt closest to Jehovah, the God of her ancestors. Her parents had told her that God cared about all his creation, but did he really notice a young girl like her? Could he see her right now? Her thoughts turned to the elder stories about the coming king. Some called him Savior or Messiah. I wonder what he will look like. Will I meet him one day? Sarai! Her mother's voice broke through her thoughts. Sarai, where are you? Sarai, it's time to come home. We have work to do. Sarai sighed and struggled to her feet. Limping down the hill, her crutch under one arm with Sheba trailing behind, she called out, Coming, mother! And braced herself for a scolding. Her mother's face showed her impatience as Sarai walked through the doorway of their flat-topped house. Sarai, you spend far too much time daydreaming. Your place is here, not out in the fields. But, Mother, why does Samuel, Daniel, and Abner get to tend to the sheep? I love being outside. Knowing that her mother would not approve of her someday dream, Sarai silently added, I want to be a shepherd one day, just like my brothers. Her mother's voice softened. Sarai, tending to sheep is hard work even for someone with an able body. You belong here inside. Besides, it won't be long till you marry and have a home of your own. Her mother paused for a moment and reached out to touch Sarai's face. My dear, you know I always worry when you're outside on your own. I don't want you to get hurt again. Sarai glanced down, remembering her terrible tumble that dark night 3 years ago. Her leg had never been the same since. Life was so unfair. She sighed again and followed her mother to the loom. She listened quietly to her mother's instructions. She did what she was told, yet she longed to be outside. That night, Sarai dreamt that she was walking through a flock of sheep. Heart full of love, she called out to each lamb by name. As they began to follow her, she heard a deep voice say, "Sarai." She turned, but no one was there. Then the voice said, "Sarai, follow, watch for the star. Follow it. Beneath that star, you will find what your heart longs for." Sarai blinked her eyes open and sat up. Was that God himself who had just spoken to her? Or had it been a dream? She walked over to the window and peered out at the stars twinkling in the sky. They were no different from the ones that she saw every night. She searched the heavens for a long time. Finally, she could not keep her eyes open any longer and went back to bed, stars and lambs swirling in her dreams. The next morning, as Sarai went about her chores, she couldn't help but look up at the sky. Might the star appear tonight? She could hardly wait. As a dark hush fell over the countryside, Sarai peeked out the window, but there was to be no bright star that night. Days, then weeks passed. Every night, Sarai stood by the window waiting for the star. Every night she wondered, what will I find beneath it? One hot afternoon, as Sarai rested in the shade of a tree, she thought about her day, filled like so many others with chores, lessons, and prayers. At times like this, it was hard to believe that something wonderful could happen. As Sarai rubbed her aching leg, she began to feel her hope slip away. That evening, alone in the house, Sarai busied herself with mending. Her brothers were out in the fields awaiting the birth of the lamb, and her parents were visiting her aunt. Ouch! Oh, why was she so clumsy with a needle? Sarai set her sewing aside and closed her eyes, night sounds drifting in through the open window. She heard the cry of a new baby lamb, and a smile lit her face. As she sat there, eyes closed, she felt the light in the room slowly change. Her eyes snapped open. Light was streaming in through the window. Sarai stumbled outside. There in the night sky was the brightest light she had ever seen. The star! For one moment, Sarai didn't move. Then, heart thumping for joy, she went back inside to get her crutch and set off to follow that star.
Well, thank you, Sally, for that. Listening to that and listening to the story, what did you have to do a lot of research to try and get that historical aspect going?
I think there's a couple things. First of all, my illustrator, Sarah E. Nicol, I know she did some research for her illustrations. With respect to myself, and actually we shared a little bit back and forth with respect to the research. For myself, I didn't have to do too much other than my own personal knowledge of biblical times. My father actually has traveled to the Middle East, and so I remembered, for example, that they had flat-topped houses back then, mm-hmm. Because he sent me a letter in which he'd actually drawn the building that he lived in. He was a peacekeeper in the Middle East. So other than, I think the main research I did was, again, just reading those passages of the Bible over and over and trying to imagine what this fictional character of the time, you know, what would her daily life be like, what might be her aspirations, what would be the cultural aspects of it, and try and incorporate that into the story mm-hmm. In a very subtle way.
Now, how did you and Sarah get connected together as author and illustrator?
This is my second children's book, and when I was looking for an illustrator for my first children's book, I put out a general call to my national writers group, the Word Guild, and although I ended up getting my first illustrator somewhere else, some of the people that were put forth to me as possibilities I kept in mind when I was looking for an illustrator for this book. And so Sarah Nicol is actually the daughter of writer Stephanie Nicol, and I believe they both live in Ontario, and I should know that. Yes, they do. So so that's kind of what happened. Sarah had sent me some pencil sketches of her concept. I like what she did. I like the look of the characters. I like the fact that she does digital drawings. And that is how we moved forward, because I just liked the work she did. And I wanted to encourage her. She's, you know, a young woman, and having worked with youth and young adults for a very long time, I wanted to give her a chance to get some national exposure.
Well, we're going to take a final break, and then we're going to finish our conversation with singer-songwriter and author Sally Meadows. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
In the little town of Bethlehem, a cry cuts through the night. The first breath of the baby Christ beneath that starry light. His mother Mary sighs with love and holds him tenderly. She whispers a sweet lullaby, feeling heaven's peace. She knows he's Savior, Messiah, Lion and Lamb, Healer, Redeemer, the great I Am. For now he's just a little boy, but one day he will be King of Kings. An angel of the Lord appeared, bringing glory and light to the humble shepherd men who watched their flocks that night. Amazed that they were chosen to reveal the joyful news, they hurried off to see the babe, delighted with the truth that he saved.
Ours Connection, you've been listening to The Boy Who Will Be King from Sally Meadows' Red and White CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Sally. When you're looking at the book, and as you have people connect with you and feedback on it, what do you hope that readers, both young readers and adult readers, are going to come away with after reading Beneath That Star?
I see this book as a two-pronged thing, and that is that I hope that it will be used for people to give to others who maybe don't know Jesus Christ and who may be curious about him. It's a unique way of in some ways spreading the gospel. So I see the audience as possibly being someone who hasn't met Jesus like Saray does, and like those who have chosen to believe have met him. I see it as a very metaphorical book. But for Christians and for their children, I also see it as a way to uplift and affirm the choices that we've made to believe. I certainly am making the book available to churches to purchase wholesale from me to give out as gifts to their congregation members or for outreach or to use as a fundraiser. And they can find information about that on my website, sallymeadows.com. There's a tab mm-hmm. there for fundraising. Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the age group that you're hoping that Beneath That Star reaches?
It's written for about ages 5 to 9, especially for that younger range to be read to. But for 9-year-olds, certainly they can read the book themselves. But again, as you mentioned, I feel it's got a message for everyone, really.
Well, what's been the reaction to it so far?
I've had really great reactions so far. I've had a number of authors and ministry people and musicians read it, and it's really so that's a little bit different perspective from three different groups, and I've just been very delighted and pleased and affirmed for myself that this is a story that I guess needed to be told, but again, that can be used in many ways to share the gospel.
Now, I know you mentioned your website a couple minutes ago, but if people are looking for more information about you or about Beneath the Star, can you give that to us again?
So my website is http://, did I forget the colon, / sallymeadows.com. My book and my CD, Red and White, and all of the other books that I've been involved with, I've written in a number of anthologies, are all available on my website at sallymeadows.com/store. And did I answer your question?
Yep, you did. Well, great. Sally, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you so much, Robert. I really appreciate having the opportunity to talk with you.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection, and thank you to today, and thank you to my guest, Sally Meadows. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.